So with our uncomfortable jolt out of the way, I want to spend the remaining time with an overview of recommendations on how to round out the nutrition on your plate. Like I said, that list that I love, I want you to eat a diet of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices in infinite tasty combinations. Here's one example of what an overall wholesome diet can look like, full of color, variety, and balance. Everyone agrees, the USDA, the American Institute for Cancer Research, the Harvard School of Public Health, half your plate should come from fruits and vegetables. Approximately a quarter of a plate, or I like to say about 1 to 1.5 cups per day, should come from legumes. That's beans, lentils, peas, hummus should be a food group, and then soy foods like tofu and tempeh. Whole grains like quinoa, rice, and oats can substantiate your meals for satiety and culinary diversity. And finally, fat should come from whole food sources such as nuts, seeds, and avocados, and should be used sparingly. But there's an abundance of evidence showing cardiometabolic, weight management, and other advantages of consuming 1 to 2 ounces or 30 to 40 grams of nuts and seeds a day. I do advise minimizing or even considering eliminating the use of oils, as they are 100% pure concentrated fat with minimal nutrients, no fiber, and it makes weight management more challenging, which is what most of my clients come to me for. But even if not, it's still something that you want to consider. Cooking and baking without oils is so easy and so practical with just a few tweaks in the kitchen. The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics put out a position paper, the last position paper in 2016 on vegetarian and vegan diets. It's important to note that appropriately planned vegetarian diets, including completely plant-based or vegan diets, are considered nutritionally adequate, healthful, and may provide health benefits for all stages of the life cycle, including pregnancy, lactation, infancy, childhood, adolescence, older adulthood, and for athletes. In two books ago, this Plant-Based Nutrition Idiot's Guide, I've since written the Health Span Solution, and I am finishing up my next book, which is due on Monday. So that's what I've been busy with. That's coming out in December, the Choose You Now Diet. In here, we talk about like all the nutritional needs for the details from pregnancy to seniors and athletes and all of that. And if you're a healthcare professional out there, if you need some information to bring to your healthcare professional, here are two peer-reviewed journal articles that I've authored in the healthcare journals and medical journals that can be downloaded online for free. So I think those are really good resources because they're very well referenced. And I think that helps when you're bringing this information to your physicians because a lot of them have a lot of questions. But basically with a little bit of mindfulness on some key nutrients, here are all of the extraordinary benefits of a summary of the extraordinary benefits of eating a whole food plant-based diet. It's the only diet that's ever been shown to actually reverse advanced stage cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. And plant-based eaters have also been shown to have lower BMI and body fat, lower overall mortality and mortality from ischemic heart disease, reduced medication requirements. I always say results are typical. I've worked with hundreds of clients and every single time it's so exciting because they get off their they lower their medications, not all medications. Obviously this is, you know, talk to your healthcare professional, but it's very common to stepwise off of blood pressure medications and high glucose medications and things that we were taught in graduate school could never be possible. Like once you were on those medications, it was for life, but I consistently see my clients getting off of them just by switching to this diet. So I love to say results are typical. We also see sustainable weight management, reduced incidence of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hyperglycemia, reduced risk of certain cancers, and a reduced obesity inflammatory markers risk. A plant-based diet supports living longer, not just living longer. So how do you see nutrition? Do you see it as fuel, as biochemical mechanisms, or as beauty and flavor on a plate? Clearly, all of these matter, but we've ensnared food in such a complicated web of social and technical bias that more often than not, people just see it as confusing, contradictory, overly obfuscating messaging. John Lubbock says that what we see depends mainly on what we look for. All too often, this means our own personal biases are confirmed. These come in education, media, and even social circles. Everyone has an opinion on food. And with all of the contradictions, some of these opinions must be inaccurate. If I could leave you all with one simple message, it would be to look beyond what you hear and read about nutrition. It may be much simpler than it seems. And I'm confident that if you make an effort every day to eat more servings of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices in tasty combinations, you will see positive results. As we've seen, this may be due to the health-promoting properties of plants, as well as those foods that are displaced off the plate by an increased reliance on these plant-source foods. You don't need to begin at 100%, and remember that every bite matters. After 16 years, personally, I can say my blood panels have been great. I feel great. My weight has been easy to maintain. I feel more energetic than I did in my 20s or my 30s. The best kept secret in medicine is that when left alone, the body often heals itself. Thank you for listening. And now I'm going to open it up to questions. I'm going to stop my screen share.